This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio, broadcasting live from Bagley High School in Bagley, Minnesota. Bagley is located about 22 miles west of Bemidji on U.S. Highway 2, a classic old road that connects the Great Lakes to Everett, Washington. Most of the road runs alongside the railroad beds of James J. Hill's Great Northern Railway, the name we stole to make this radio show. As the nation's northernmost east-west route, Highway 2 is sometimes called the High Line, and no one knows that better than truckers. For decades, Bagley has been a landmark along the High Line. Heading west, it's the first town of the vast prairie. Heading east, it's the first town of the mighty forest surrounding the Great Lakes. Of course, for residents of Bagley, this has meant one thing. Trucks. Big trucks. Bigger trucks, diesel engines, and air brakes. Trains are loud, but trucks run all the time. A road train with no end. Each truck carries different cargo and a driver with a story all their own. Whoa. That sounds like a truck in distress. Oh. Well, this is quite the coincidence here. A big rig has pulled up here in Bagley, and it looks like he's having a little trouble.
Well, listen here. Just because I pluck my chin every morning, some people think I've got more hemones than hormones. But I'm here to tell you I got a well-built chassis, and my headlights are always on high beam, baby. I'm all woman, all woman.
My apologies, ma'am. I don't believe we've met.
Derry Broad. Derry's Derek and Hoist, 10 Strike, Minnesota.
I see, Derry. Well, I'm Aaron. From a distance, all I saw was your mesh ball cap and the way you pounded on the engine with that ball peen hammer.
Dang, that fuel injector pump's been off all the way from Crookston. I've been beating on that thing like it was the last call at the Man of War bar in Spokane.
That's a bad thing?
I'd rather not talk about it.
Okay, well, is there any way I can help?
Well, seeing as you got leather patches on the elbows of that jacket, I'm gonna say no. Unless you've got a new fuel injector pump up your sleeves there.
Well, no, you see, I drive a minivan.
Why does that not surprise me?
Well, maybe I could make a call, though. We could get a tow truck out here.
Tow truck? I don't think so, mister. I gotta get this load of potatoes over to the processing plant. I can't be leaving my trailer on the side of the road. Them potatoes will sprout eyes. You know how much I get paid if the potatoes got big ugly eyes poking out of them?
Less?
Try none, Mr. College.
So what are you gonna do?
Well, I'll tell you what I won't do. I'm not gonna stand around here like some damsel in distress so some big man can rescue me. We delicate ladies, we might be delicate on the inside, but we can find our own fuel injector pumps. And we actually know how they work, you know what I mean?
Are you still talking about diesel engine parts?
Well, what'd you think I was talking about? What do you think this is, comedy hour? My dang rig is hanging its keister out on the highway, and time is of the essence.
Okay, well, as long as you're here, do you think you could tell us a little more about the history of Highway 2, what it means to you as an over-the-road trucker?
The history of Highway 2?
Yeah.
Where are you living? Are you kidding? It's a strip of pavement that drives through the part of America no one wants to talk about to a part of the Pacific Ocean that no one wants to see. What do you want, a poem?
Well, we do like poetry on public radio.
Oh, you do? Well, here's my poem. Roses are red, violets are blue. Start looking for a parts store on that iTab thing, or this crowbar is gonna hit you.
That's a pretty good poem. I think you could publish that. Oh, Derry, don't look now, but that tanker truck up the highway seems to be having a little trouble with the ice.
What the? That dummy doesn't know how to steer out of a skid.
Look out!
What? Oh.
Derry, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm insured. Actually, it's better this way.
Well, it looks like the driver of that tanker truck is okay.
Get out of here! I'm hauling cream of mushroom soup. If it gets too hot, it could blow.
Good grief. If you're not making a grand entrance, you don't think you've gone nowhere. Well, you keep running, Dangle Pants.
Derry, do you smell that?
What, the raging fire? Yeah, I smell that.
No, underneath the gas fumes, down here by the ground.
By the ground?
Yeah.
Just a warning. Last guy who asked me to roll around in the mud with him has a titanium pelvis now.
No, I mean, down here, you'll see, it smells delicious.
Well, I'll be danged.
Yeah.
I know this smell.
Tater tot hot dish.
Oh boy, it's a red letter day for old Derry Broad. Let me run back up to 10th Strike and get my skid. I can sell this to the high school cafeteria. It's a vegetable.
Oh, okay, Derry. Well, we'll just keep an eye on the hot dish for you.
If the cops come, tell them this stuff is mercury. That'll buy me 45 minutes. Your rig have a tow hitch?
No.
Of course. We're near the school. I'll borrow a bus. Keep an eye on my hot dish.
I'll do that. Derry Broad, everybody. Now, I ask you all to excuse the black smoke from that diesel wreck over there. And